Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tirmus Sechus Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the ninth Paraka Orba Harote. The Zikhu Sechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on, number one, a Mishnah teaches the principle of Yados, handles, meaning items which serve as handles for food regarding Tumah. Koshu Yad Bolo Shomer, anything attached to food which is a Yad and not a Shomer, such as a bone without marrow with meat at its end, Tame Umatame Ve'en Mitzdarif, contracts Tumah to the food and transmits Tumah from the food, but doesn't combine with the food to comprise the minimum shear for Tumah. A Shomer, even if it's not a Yad, contracts and transmits Tumah and also combines with the food for a shear. Yados are derived from the word lachem, for you, written regarding zroim, seeds, meaning food, teaching that tumah applies to kosher b'tzarchechem, to all your needs for food, including handles. A lengthy analysis explains why this drasha was written regarding zroim, nevel, and ovens, and seeks the source that not only can yados transmit tumah from food, but even contract tumah to food. It concludes, Mikara kiksiva yad hachnasa ksiva. Originally, when yad was written in the Torah, it was written regarding importing tumah to food, which was the subject of the pasuk of Zroim. This is extended to Shomer through a kal v'chomer, since the Shomer protects food. An additional explanation is offered. Point number two, Rav said, yesh yad l'tumah ve'en yad l'hakshir. There is a halacha of yad regarding tumah, but there's no halacha of yad regarding preparation of food for tumah through moisture. Thus, if water touches the stem of a fruit, the fruit doesn't become susceptible to tumah. Rav Yochanan says the yad is effective even for hakshir. This malchokas may hinge on the drasha quoted before, l'chem, l'kol shebasar chechem, and they disagree whether mikra nidrash l'fanav l'ifnei fanav, whether a pasuk is darshan to explain the phrase before it, and also the one before the phrase before it, meaning in this case, ki yutamayim, but if water had been placed, referring to hakshir. Alternatively, they disagree in svora. Rabbi Yochanan holds, hekshir tchilas tumahu. Hekshir is considered the beginning of tumah, so the halacha of yados applies to hekshir as well. And Rav holds, hekshir is not the beginning of tumah. A brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan's view. And pointing with you, Rav said, ein yad lepakas mekazayis. There's no yad for less than a kazayis of food. Vein shomer lepakas mekpol. And there's no shomer for less than a large bean's volume. Thus, if a yad is attached to less than a kazayis of food, the yad is ineffective and tumah touching the yad will not be matame the food. Likewise, less than a kafu of food is not significant enough for its shomer to be effective, and tumah touching the shomer is not matame the food. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, yesh yad lepakas mekazayis and yesh shomer lepakas mekpol. However, although he holds a shomer has no minimum shear, he concedes that a yad does require a minimum shear, but holds the minimum as a kafu, not a kazayis. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Mishnah teaches the principle of yados, handles, meaning items which serve as handles for food regarding tumah. Koshu yad bolo shomer, anything attached to food which is a yad and not a shomer, such as a bone without marrow with meat at its end, tame umatame ve'en mitzdarif, contracts tumah to the food and transmits tumah from the food, but doesn't combine with the food to comprise the minimum shear for tumah. A shomer, even if it's not a yad, contracts and transmits tumah and also combines with the food for a shear. Yados are derived from the word lachem, for you, written regarding zroim, seeds, meaning food, teaching that tumah applies to kosher b'tzarchechem, to all your needs for food, including handles. A lengthy analysis explains why this drasha was written regarding zroim, nevel, and ovens, and seeks the source that not only can yados transmit tumah from food, but even contract tumah to food. It concludes, Mikara kiksiva yad hachnasa ksiva. Originally, when yad was written in the Torah, it was written regarding importing tumah to food, which was the subject of the pasuk of Zroim. This is extended to Shomer through a kal v'chomer, since the Shomer protects food. An additional explanation is offered. Point number two, Rav said, yesh yad l'tumah ve'en yad l'hakshir. There is a halacha of yad regarding tumah, but there's no halacha of yad regarding preparation of food for tumah through moisture. Thus, if water touches the stem of a fruit, the fruit doesn't become susceptible to tumah. Rav Yochanan says the yad is effective even for hakshir. This malchokas may hinge on the drasha quoted before, l'chem, l'kol shebasar chechem, and they disagree whether mikra nidrash l'fanav l'ifnei fanav, whether a pasuk is darshan to explain the phrase before it, and also the one before the phrase before it, meaning in this case, ki yutamayim, but if water had been placed, referring to hakshir. Alternatively, they disagree in svora. Rabbi Yochanan holds, hekshir tchilas tumahu. Hekshir is considered the beginning of tumah, so the halach of yados applies to hekshir as well. And Rav holds, hekshir is not the beginning of tumah. A brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan's view. And pointing with you, Rav said, ein yad lepakas mekazayis. There's no yad for less than a kazayis of food. Vein shomer lepakas mekpol. And there's no shomer for less than a large bean's volume. Thus, if a yud is attached to less than a kazayis of food, the yud is ineffective and tuma touching the yud will not be matame the food. Likewise, less than a kafu of food is not significant enough for its shomer to be effective, and tuma touching the shomer is not matame the food. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, yesh yad lepakos mekazayis and yesh shomer lepakos mekpol. However, although he holds a shomer has no minimum shear, he concedes that a yad does require a minimum shear, but holds the minimum as a kafu, not a kazayis. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and our standard siman is kichol. Kichol, so here goes. The man who wanted to eat his herring with kichol batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a kichol not only served as a yad to make the herring tameh, but was even the cause of heksher when oil spilled on the bone and not the fish, was relieved to hear that since the herring was less than a kazayas, the bone can't be a yad. Once again, slow motion. The man who wanted to eat his herring with kichol, that must be Siman Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The man who wanted to eat his herring with kichol batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a kichol not only served as a yad to make the herring tameh, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches the principle of yados, handles, meaning items which serve as handles for food regarding tumah. Koshu yad below shomer, anything attached to food which is a yad and not a shomer, such as a bone without marrow with meat at its end, tameh umatameh ve'enu mitzdarf, contracts tumah to the food and transmits tumah from the food, but doesn't combine with the food to comprise the minimum shear for tumah. So the man who wanted to eat his herring with kichol batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a kichol not only served as a yad to make the herring tameh, but was even the cause of heksher when oil spilled on the bone and not the fish, which reminds us, Rav said, yesh yad l'tumah ve'ein yad l'heksher. There is a halacha of yad regarding tumah, but there's no halacha of yad regarding preparation of food for tumah through moisture. Thus, if water touches the stem of a fruit, the fruit doesn't become susceptible to tumah. Yochanan says a yad is effective even for heksher. This malchokus may hinge on a drasha. So, the man who wanted to eat his herring with kichol batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a kichol not only served as a yad to make the herring tameh, but was even the cause of heksher when oil spilled on the bone and not the fish, was relieved to hear that since the herring was less than a kazayas, the bone can't be a yad. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokus if there's a minimum shear for a yad or shomer. So once again, the man who wanted to eat his herring with kichol batahara, who was disappointed when the bone sticking out of a piece of herring on a kichol not only served as a yad to make the herring tameh, but was even the cause of heksher when oil spilled on the bone and not the fish, was relieved to hear that since the herring was less than a kazayas, the bone can't be a yad. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Yudalit. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yudalit is a kiddie park. So here goes. The new Bachalei Vimo kiddie park, that must be on Daf Kuf Yudalit. The new Bechalei V'Mo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is asur with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, which reminds us, we learn that it's asur to cook a Gedi in its older sister's milk and a mother in her own milk. So the new Bechalei V'Mo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is asur with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off Bas Bechalei snacking section, because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, which reminds us, we win Rabbi Yavo's principle, Kol makom shenemar lo ya'achel lo socha lo sochu. Wherever it says in the Torah, one shall not eat, you, singular, shall not eat, or you, plural, shall not eat, echod isra achil ve'echod isra hana b'mashma. Both a prohibition against eating and a prohibition against benefit are implied. So the new Bechalei V'Mo kiddie park that had various types of milk hoses to demonstrate that all milk is asur with meat, such as the milk of the Gedi's older sister, had a roped off Bas Bechalei snacking section, because if you can't eat there, you can't even benefit from sitting there, and a vendor gifting Nevela to Gerim and selling it to Nachrim. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a Malchokas, if Nevela can only be gifted to a Ger or sold to an idolater, or can be gifted and sold to both. Daf Kuf Tes Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tes Vav is a Katoris maker. So here goes. The Katoris maker, that must be on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The Katoris maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Katoris with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rav Ashi had darshan that Koshi Ta'avdi L'cho, Haru B'pal Tocho, anything I've made abominable for you by forbidding it is included in the prohibition you shall not eat. The Gemara raises numerous challenges to this principle, including Shu'a Kakein, a mother bird which was sent away to fulfill the mitzvah of sending away a mother from its nest, should be prohibited since it was initially forbidden to be taken from the nest first, and so should be a Toeva and remain forbidden in consumption. The Gemara answers Lama Tor Shalach Vatakala. The Torah did not say to send away a mother bird to be a stumbling block for those who may inadvertently eat it without realizing it's prohibited. So the Katoris maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his Katoris, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding contorts and saying, Lissev Ashel Gediba Chalevi Mo three times because the sound produces better contorts. Which reminds us, the Gemara continues to present various sources for the prohibitions of eating or deriving benefit from Basa B'Chalev. Rabbi Shmuel's Yeshiva Darshan, Lissev Ashel Gediba Chalevi Mo Gimel Pahamim. The Torah states the pasuk, you shall not cook a kid in the milk of its mother three times. These three prohibitions teach, Echad L'Isra Achila, one for the prohibition to eat meat cooked in milk, Echad L'Isra Hana, one for the prohibition to benefit from it, Echad L'Isra a bishul, and one for the prohibition to cook meat with milk. So the katoris maker who sent away a mother bird on his way to find an herb for his katoris, with the knowledge that the bird would be mutter for anyone who finds it, was busy grinding katoris and saying, Lissev Ashel Gediba Chalevi Mo three times because the sound produces better katoris, when his friend rudely bursts in with a whole list of ways to refute the matzad he had used to procure his recipe for katoris, which reminds us, Rav Mordechai quoted several principles about how a matzad, meaning a tzad shava, may be refuted. Daf Kuf Tezayin. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tezayin is haircuts, and we use a barbershop. So here goes. The customers who are attracted to the new barbershop, that must move on Daf Kuf Tezayin. Haircuts. The customers who are attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva said that the meat of a chaya and oaf are excluded from the biblical prohibition of Basa B'Chalev, because the threefold mention of gedi excludes a chaya, an oaf, and a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yossi Galili says that the Torah wrote the prohibition of nevela together with Basa B'Chalev to teach that all animals subject to nevela are subject to Basa B'Chalev. He darshans B'Chalev Imo to exclude fowl Tsheinu Chalev Aim, which has no mother's milk. The Gemara presents two possible nafkaminas between Rabbi Yossi Galili and Rabbi Akiva. So the customers who are attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, when running from the smell of renna from a nevela, who nurse from a kosher animal, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that keva, the renna, which is the congealed milk in an animal's fourth stomach, in a nevela is forbidden, because although the milk originated from a kosher animal, it's now considered part of the nevela. So, the customers who are attracted to the new barbershop by the offer of free chicken cheese sandwiches, when running from the smell of rennet from a nevela, who nurse from a kosher animal being stored in the back room, and from the rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater that was in the garbage, which reminds us, Rabbi Chibar Abba quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Mamidim bekevas nevelas, we make curdled cheese with rennet from the stomach of nevelas, following the Mishnah's final ruling that rennet is considered a separate entity and is not forbidden as nevela. But we may not curdle cheese with rennet from an animal shechted by an idolater. This ruling follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Stamach shavas over kochavim lovodos kochavim. The unspecified intent of an idolater is for idolatry. Since the rennet enhances the animal's robust appearance, it's forbidden as an object used for idol worship. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak quoted Rabbi Yochanan permitting even curdling in the keva of an animal shechted by idolaters, and is not concerned that it was intended for idolatry. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabbai with a set of keys. So here goes. After the gabbai in the Mikdash uses keys, gabbai using his keys? That must be more on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. After the gabbai in the Mikdash uses keys to lock up chelev to prevent me'ila, something that would not be necessary for dam, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, chomer bechelev mebedam. There is a chomer in chelev over blood, but chomer bedam mebechelev, and there's a chomer in blood over chelev. The chumras of chelev are that mo'olimbo, there is me'ila for benefiting from it, and one is chayev to bring an additional chattis for eating it when it is pigo or noser, or when he's tame, which is not true for blood of karbanas. The chumra of blood is that it applies to behemoths, chayes, and ofos, but only chelev of behemoths is forbidden. So after the gabbai in the mikdash uses keys to lock up chelev to prevent me'ila, something that would not be necessary for dam, and to lock up a display case holding clothing of the kohen gadol, one of the two things that stay usher even after having been used for its purpose, which reminds the Gemara teaches the klal, Eino chadavar shenas mitzvaso umolim bo. You never have something whose mitzvah was already performed and it is still subject to me'ila, since its purpose was achieved, it is no longer kaji Hashem. The exceptions to this rule, the Tumas Sedeshin and the Bigdei Kohuna of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, are two psukim coming together to teach one halacha, which do not teach their halacha elsewhere. So after the gabbai in the Mikdash uses keys to lock up chelev to prevent me'ila, something that would not be necessary for dam, and to lock up a display case holding clothing of the Kohen Gadol, one of the two things that stay usher even after having been used for its purpose. He put them on a scale to weigh a piece of meat with its skin to see if it has a kabeya and would convey tuma to other foods. Which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, ha'or v'harotev, skin, congealed gravy from cooked meat, spice sediment, meat shavings attached to the skin, bones with edible marrow, gidin, horns near their roots, and hooves, mitzdar from the tummy tumas holkun, all combined with meat to convey tuma of foods, of alo tumas nevelos, but not tuma of nevelos. These items are not food themselves, but combined with food, to complete the minimum shear of a kabeya, some because they are a shomer, a protector of food such as ore, and some because they are eaten together with meat. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn with Amr Torah Shalach Lutakala? The Torah didn't say to send away the mother bird to be a stumbling block. That's on daf Kuf Tezvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn the chumras of Chalev over Dam and the chumra of Dam over Chalev? That's on daf Kuf Yed Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the yados can contract or transmit tuma but not combine for a shear? That's on daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a malchokas if there's a minimum shear for a yad and shomer? That's on daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn enoch hadavar shenasa mitzvaso umolim bo except for Trumas Edeshen and the big day kohen gadol on Yom Kippur? That's on daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings a malchokas if bas b'chalv applies to chayos or ofos? That's on daf Kuf Tes Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf brings a malchokas whether a yad is effective for heksher? That's on daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn a shomer combines for a shear for food tuma? That's on daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the keva, the rennet from kosher milk, inside a nevela or trefa? That's on daf Kuf Tes Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have in Malchokas if one gets Malkas for cooking chalev with milk? That's on daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.